Okay, so we're talking about Zacchaeus today. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. So he had a lot of money. So I'm going to give you some money. Here we go. If you could hold that up, there's a lot of money there. I'm going to get you to come and, if you stand over, yeah, just stand in the middle. It's cool. So Zacchaeus had a lot of money. Now, the way he got his money was, his job wasn't probably the best job. He was a tax collector, which meant that not everyone liked him. But hey-ho, he had lots of money. And he probably would have had a really cool ride. You know, like in Buckhurst Hill today, when people drive around in, like, BMWs or, I don't know, let's name some other cars, Aston Martins. Zacchaeus would have had an awesome car. So I'm going to ask for... Can you come up, Tyler? Yeah, come up and help me. Yeah. So Zacchaeus would have had a really awesome car, a.k.a. donkey. This would have been fast. So he's got loads of money. Oh, sorry, you better have a look and see what it is. It's a fast donkey. So he had lots of money. He had a fast donkey. And he was sort of like really set. You'd think Zacchaeus was all right. Now, guys, can I just get you to... maybe perch on the stage. Can you just sit over there? Because we want people to remember who Zacchaeus was. He's got lots of money, fast donkey. Now one day, Zacchaeus is pretty sorted. He's got a big house as well. But one day he heard that somebody was coming to his town. His name was Jesus. Now he'd heard about Jesus. And something stirred in Zacchaeus' heart. Now you'd think Zacchaeus would be okay. He's got his donkey, he's cool. He's got his money, ka-ching. He's got his fast car. He's like, but there was something deep inside that stirred Zacchaeus. He wanted to find out who Jesus was. He wanted to look for Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus was really cool. He had the full package near enough. But one thing about Zacchaeus was he was a little bit short. So Zacchaeus couldn't get through the crowd to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. What am I going to do? I've heard all about him. My friends have told me about him. I want to see him for myself. I want to meet with him. I probably never will, but what can I do? Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to go. And I'm going to climb this tree over here. And up she goes. And he climbs right to the top. Oh, he's getting up there. Oh, I'm here. Jesus, he's coming. He's coming. There he is. He's walking. He looks amazing. There's loads of people around him. I've heard he does really amazing things. He's coming closer. Zacchaeus! My tree's falling. I'm falling in the tree. Did someone just call my name? Zacchaeus! Jesus is calling my name. Jesus says to Zacchaeus, come down. Come down. I want to eat at your house today. Zacchaeus scrambles down the tree. He can't believe it. He's like, Zacchaeus, me? My name's Zacchaeus? You've called me down? And he takes him to his house. Remember, Zacchaeus has got loads of money. So he walks on with Jesus. I can't believe it. I'm with Jesus. He's chosen me. There's people in the crowds. And they're like, oh, I can't believe it. Why would Jesus have chosen to go and eat with him? He's a scumbag. He takes all our money. Zacchaeus must have grown, I reckon, about 5 inches. He's coming to my house. He's coming to my house. So he sits down. And Jesus is with him. And something starts happening. Jesus is chatting. Zacchaeus is sitting there. He's got lots of money. He's got a fast car. His donkeys are parked out. And he's sitting there and he's just listening to Jesus. And Jesus is just, I don't know what he's saying, but he's with Jesus. And he's opened his heart up to Jesus. And I think he feels in that moment acceptance from Jesus. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he's done, who he's cheated. Jesus has called him down from the tree and he's sitting with him. And in this next moment, something amazing happens. Jesus is still sitting there, probably chatting to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus jumps up and he says, Jesus, I've got something to tell you. I'm going to give back 4 times as much as what I stole from the people. Something's going on. And I'm also going to give half of my money to the poor. Something happened in that moment when he met with Jesus. Jesus touched his heart. And Jesus stood up and he said, "Today, Zacchaeus, this house has met me. And I came to find and bring back the broken and the lost." And that's what Jesus does. Don't matter if you don't share your money. Jesus knows all the things that we've ever done wrong. He knows everything. And I just want to ask the kids, because like, Jesus was changed. So my question is, like, you know when you go to school and stuff? Like, Zacchaeus went on and he had a changed life. He'd met with Jesus. He was friends with Jesus. What's it like for you guys when you go to school? Do people see that you've met with Jesus? Are you different? Zacchaeus was never the same again. He must have run out of his house and gone, oh, throwing his money everywhere. They were like, man, what's happened to Jesus? What's happened to Zacchaeus? What happened to Zacchaeus was, he met with Jesus. And God gave me the 3 C's this morning, the 3 letter C's. And the first one is, chosen by Father God. Everyone here is chosen to be in God's family. Everyone. We're all called by Jesus. Just like Jesus called Zacchaeus down from the tree. You're all called today. How awesome. Zacchaeus responded. He didn't stay up in the tree. He jumped down, took Jesus home with him, and enjoyed his presence. And through being with Jesus, Zacchaeus had a changed life. And that didn't happen just back then. Jesus is alive. He wants to come to your house, and it's still happening today. So I'm going to pray. Thank you, helpers. Lord, I really thank you so much, Jesus, that I thank you, Father, that you invite us into your family. I thank you that we can be a part of your family. We belong to you, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, that you came to earth and you called people to yourself. And I know today, Jesus, you are calling people again. You're always calling people down wherever they're at. And you're saying, come to me. I want to love you. I want to spend time with you. And I know, God, that in that time when we open our hearts to you and we say yes to you, we are changed. Just like that water got changed into wine. Like you change us, Jesus. And I thank you, God. So I pray for every single person here that they will be changed by your love and by your power. Thank you, God. And I pray this in your name. Amen. Amen.